Michelle Dunn understands that the financial crisis will probably supersede even Iraq on the new president's agenda, but the senior associate at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace says potential for increased instability in the Middle East might force a change in priorities.
They're going to end up reacting to events. Let's not forget that when George Bush entered the presidency, he professed to have very little interest in this region, in foreign affairs, certainly in nation building and so forth, and he ended up spending a great deal of his presidency on the Middle East.
Dunn says things are better now than just 2 years ago when Iraq was close to breaking into three different sections. There was war in Lebanon, and the Gaza Strip was split in two. But more conflict could force the new commander-in-chief to deal with new problems.
Whatever foreign policy priorities they walk in with, they are driven by events. And things will happen, and certainly the Middle East is a place where things tend to happen.
Dunn says the debate over whether or not preconditions should be made before the U.S. negotiates with Iran is irrelevant. She says the two nations already are talking through different channels. She says the issue should be what kind of pressures and incentives will be used to get Iran to set aside its nuclear ambitions. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.